Joe and I, Cat Malone, who, by the way, we just found out today is homeless and evidently a satanic devil worshiper, Joe was telling us.
That's correct. We never got a chance to get to him. I'm terrified of the MC tonight. Luckily, John Moom is there to do a guest set.
Is she really homeless?
She has no home. Well, do you consider a car a home?
Is she living in her car?
Listen, we all got problems. I can't listen to all the problems we heard today when Scotty D did his segment, right?
I'll give her a couch to crash on for an evening, for God's sake.
We can't help everyone.
She does not need to be living in her car on the streets, for God's sake.
Well, look, again, I'm not a do-gooder.
And you're married with the kid, man. You got a big
couch. I'm not bringing her to my house. She'll sacrifice my children.
Come on. She's.
I love them both. I'm not willing to lose one.
Can't she stay with Jessica in D.C. or something?
Look, here's the deal. And you didn't mention this yesterday. Cat Malone has tattoos, one behind each elbow and one on her tailbone.
How have you seen that?
Being a six. Well, you can see how much she's walking.
Right. She showed
six, six, six.
And I'm just saying that I'm afraid of that. That's
joining
all.
Us on the phone right now, I believe. Comedian Kat, are you there?
Eric should not have been talking about her tattoos. Like
yeah,
that.
I'm here.
All right, now listen, Kat, are you really homeless?
Not yet, but
see,
I will
Joe, you
be.
I'm sorry. I meant about to be homeless.
No,
I apologize.
See, that's a huge difference, because I said to you today, she's not homeless right now, and you go, well, if not having anywhere to live makes you homeless,
no,
then yes, she is.
You can't get mail in a Camry. You follow what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you can't.
No,
there's no doormat that you put outside the two-door.
Welcome to my car.
Right, exactly.
No, here's the deal. I just bought a brand new car, and my car payment is $600 a month.
Right.
So I decided to just, like, not have a place. I'll just, like, start giving people my license plates, my address. Like, I'm just going to, like, live in the trunk.
Well, Kat, I was going to help you out, but you're an idiot, so I'm not helping you out anymore.
She has installed a shower in that car.
Obviously yet to use it.
Oh, actually, what is that? An Aquafina bottle with holes punched in the top?
Hey,
you split yourself.
Kat, are you still...
There's more stains on the seats than there are on my mattress.
So. Ooh, then I'm going to help you out again.
Hey, Kat, write that line down. I'll teach you how to make it a joke. That's very funny.
Thanks, Mickey.
Now, listen, but you're not homeless right now, right?
Not in this moment, no.
No, but you are a Satan worshiper. I mean, I did get one thing correct, right?
Shut up.
Are
no.
you really, tell the truth. Are you? Do you worship the devil?
No.
What about Beelzebub?
Okay, explain this. You have a six on your right elbow, a six on your left elbow, and then a six on your tailbone.
That's for funsies. Yeah.
So when you're on all fours, you see six, six,
six. If someone were to see you from the back without anything on, they would see the, right,
the
that pagan symbol. Exactly, I got you right.
Now, why is that, Kat? Why do you have that?
Well, actually, it was to commemorate the date for June 6th of 2006, but I missed the boat, so I got it late. But that's cool.
Mm.
It's still cool, right?
No, it's still
Listen,
the sign
of
the
beast. Very disturbing. I'm bringing holy water to the show tonight.
I'm bringing a rosary.
Yes.
And Scott is bringing incense. And we're going to have an exorcist.
The power of Christ compels you.
Dude, no. Then I'm not going to be funny anymore. You can't do that.
Don't spin your head around. The audience doesn't like that. When you vomited on that guy in the front row... It is cool when you have that little help me tattoo on your stomach. That was nice.
And by the way,
you've seen Exorcist too many times.
She's also got two Glock 9s. She's got two Glock 9mm.
No, they're
45. 45s. Scott.
Tattooed on her belly.
On her belly. Right here, Amelia. And they're this big. Am I making it up, Scott?
Pointing towards
like that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So every guy's got to live up to that when they get up.
Yeah.
There's no going back from that.
No
Kat.
Way.
No.
Kat, your parents must be proud.
Well, her sister is a stripper.
See, but, nice.
So Kat is actually one step above
Right,
her.
See, but I don't know if all that turns me off or turns me on.
I know. I can't figure it out. I don't know if I want to have sex with her or punch
run.
Her in the face and throw
run,
her in the dumpster.
Right? Or both.
Kat, have a good
and
show tonight.
Love you. Everybody else, stay black.
We